Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. With the Christmas season now past, the decorations in church and perhaps at home down, we've arrived at a turning point time of year, certainly here in church, and especially this week, as we will mark the inauguration of a new president. And this year, given all of the violence and all that we've witnessed over the past several weeks, this week is certainly a time in which we pray for peace. We pray for people's safety. We pray that this week may be uneventful. Turning points are always important moments, whether in life or in anything. In sports, the turning point of a season, the turning point of a race. In writing, every author is familiar with turning points. In fact, every adult who has lived life well has learned how to navigate. They know how important those turning point moments are. In such moments, much is gained, but much can also be lost. One of the challenges of this week is for us to learn how to navigate the turning point, going from remembering and rejoicing in the birth of Jesus Christ to living and to learning his life in our day-to-day. And our scriptures today are filled with that turning. We meet lots of people here. In the scriptures, we've heard the names Eli and Samuel, John, Andrew, Peter, Jesus, Paul. And in all of the scenes of today's scriptures, there are beginning moments. There are introductory questions. Whether it's Samuel learning to hear and discern the voice of God, or Peter and Andrew meeting Jesus for the first time, asking, "Where is he staying?" Yes, it's a turning point of going from remembering and rejoicing in the event of Jesus to learning how to engage, how to live and learn his life. What is it that enables such a turn? What is it that enables such a living and learning? I'd suggest two things. Number one, the flesh, and number two, faith. In the early church, there is an expression, caro cardo salutis. The flesh is the hinge of salvation. That's very strange, don't you think? And yet it's true. We have just celebrated the fact that God became man, that God took on flesh. He didn't become a mosquito, a giraffe, or a bear. He became human. And by definition, it makes you and I and every other human, it makes us like God. Already made in his image, God has become like us. And therefore, the flesh, our very humanity, becomes a hinge in which we can become God. St. Paul, in the second reading today, highlights this as he praises the wonder of the body. That the body is made for the glory of God. Yes, it can be used for immorality. That's obvious. But did you ever know, asks St. Paul, that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? That your body can give glory to God. How? Well, our ears can hear his word. Our minds can be filled with his knowledge. Our eyes can behold him. You and I encounter God. And that is a beautiful hinge. A hinge for the living of God. The living and the learning of faith. And we thank God for our humanity. Maybe in our world today, so filled with hate, that's one of the problems. We fail to respect and appreciate the body. The second hinge is faith. When Andrew and Peter met Jesus for the first time, they referred to him as rabbi, teacher. Christian faith involves not just amen, amen, I believe, but it also means amen, here I am. Teach me, Lord, and show me your way. Christian faith involves a relationship, a coming to know and see and hear, so that through the grace of God we can understand and find ourselves living and learning his way. This involves our time. It involves the use of our talents, the help of others. But that our living and learning of the life of God within us can be a doorway that brings greater freedom and new things. Well, my friends, that's the good news. And this week, as we see Samuel doing that, as we see Peter and Andrew doing that, you and I are invited to do the same. Appreciating our humanity, even our bodies, and using them to glorify, to encounter, to live, and to learn the way of God. Well, that's the invitation here. And Jesus Christ has something to say. He has something to show each and every one of us. And how much we need that good news. May our good God, who came that we might have life, help us to live him and to encounter him this week, so as to learn him once again. May God be with you, and may you know his peace.